and girls, sound this word out. Get ready.
Steal.
What word?
Steal.
Yes, steal. Read these words the fast way. Get ready.
Play.
Yes, play. Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Let's read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready.
Kick.
Yes, kit. Get ready.
Steal.
Yes, steal. Get ready.
Play.
Yes, playing. Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Or do you speak your reader up from under?
As President Bush is being told about the Twin Tower attacks, the kids are reciting that a kite, a plane, must hit steel, as he's being told that there are planes that have hit the Twin Tower. Predictive programming. This is not something that simple humans can plan out. Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let's talk about that and much more in the video. It's creepy. It's diabolical, but it's Ephesians 6:12 in the physical realm.
Ready?
Play.
Yes, play. Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Let's read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready.
Kick.
Yes, kick. Get ready.
Steal.
Yes, steal. Get ready.
Play.
Yes, play. Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Or do you speak your reader up from under?
As the death toll continues to rise in Maui, one has to wonder, is this casualty just another event that is part of the predictive programming that has happened in our nation and in our current day world? As we talk about the Maui fires and we talk about the travesty that has happened in Hawaii, when you start looking, even in the Twin Towers incident in New York, before it occurred, there was much predictive programming in many films preparing the way, or at least that when one goes back and looks at it in hindsight, because they say hindsight is 20/20, you start seeing, wait a minute, the predictive programming was there all along. And I get that, especially when people look at Mountain Dew, Maui Burst, Dew Direct Energy Weapon, Maui Burst. And when you start hearing from the people that were in Maui and hearing from the people that were actually experiencing the event as it happened, there are some that actually described it as firebombs, literal firebombs landing on the land, causing these fires.
So pretty hot fires.
We are seeing loss of life here. As you know, the number has been rising and we will continue to see loss of life.
It's just complete devastation. We've talked to a lot of the people at the resort we were staying. They were bringing the displaced families over there. There were people that weren't able to know if their house was still there, where their family members were.
Well, I actually drove through Lahaina today and it was to the ground, nothing. Like the whole town was gone.
When you see the full extent of the destruction of Lahaina, it will shock you. It does appear like a bomb and fire went off, if I may. And it does appear like a bomb and fire went off. If I may. All of those buildings virtually are going to have to be rebuilt. It will be a new Lahaina.
It's a travesty because when you look at what's happening with a lot of these events that are going on all over the world, today we're talking about Maui and Hawaii. However, these events happen all over the world and many of them go unnoticed. And there's so many angles to it, because we know very well that creation is groaning. Romans 8:22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And one does not have to look far to take a look at the fact that in places where it used to rain is no longer raining, and they have to use direct energy weapons to make it rain. These things you could call me a conspiracy theorist back in the day, but they now make it publicly known that cloud seeding is what they need to do to make it rain. Weather manipulation, earthquakes, typhoons, many events that you may simply consider normal weather events or categorized under global warming, there are a lot of events, there are power players in this world, there are nations versus nations, because you have to remember as well that World War III may not be fought as the previous wars were ever fought, especially now in a currency tense situation where the US dollar is at a point where it's under attack by many nations, and that's another video to do. If you think that the United States of America is simply going to go down and say, sure, no, they're not, because the only thing holding the value of the US dollar is World War III and our military and our power that we have. That's the only thing holding back the US dollar from crashing. So we have so many events right now tensing up world governments, tensing up relationships, and you can see it in people's faces as you walk around in the street. Everyone is walking around thinking to themselves, how did we end up at the place that we are at right now? Everything is super expensive. Going to the grocery store, when me and my wife go to the grocery store, we take a list. And even when we take a list, we're scratching things off. No, we can't do this. No, we can't do that. You are the same way too. The world that we live in now, it's not the same way that we used to live in before. So as creation is growing, you're noticing that Bible prophecy, slowly but surely, is starting to warn you that something is approaching. Luke 21:11, and great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from the heavens. Things are getting out of hand. Things are getting out of hand. Even for the people that quote unquote think that they run this world, things are getting way too out of hand and way too fast. You have alien disclosures left and right. You have world nations that have to rely on fallen angel technologies because there is famine in the land. Listen, there's no such thing as global warming. And there's a lot of Christians out there that will tell you, this is normal, this has happened before. Listen, what's going on right now in this world, if you were to really open up your eyes and see, a large majority of the crops that are growing, if we were to open our eyes and actually take a look, they have to use artificial seeds to make things grow. They have to produce genetically modified fish so that people can eat. They have to make it artificially rain for crops to grow.
What do you do if you live in the middle of the desert and need water? You make it rain. Scientists in Dubai can now literally modify their weather. This technology could change the world as we know it, but will controlling the weather be used for good or for evil? In July of 2021, the United Arab Emirates National Center of Meteorology released a video showing a rainstorm that had been created using weather-modifying technology. How did they make it rain in the desert, you might ask? Scientists in Dubai used high-powered lasers and other advanced technology that were mounted to drones to make the rain fall from the desert sky. It should come as no surprise that one of the world's wealthiest cities would need a lot of resources, and the fact that Dubai resides in the desert with no source of fresh water nearby means that H2O is a hot commodity, both literally and figuratively. The city of 3.4 million residents receives around 15 million tourists, but only about 4 inches of rainfall every year. In order to support its own population and the booming tourism industry, Dubai needs to import a lot of goods. This is especially true for food and water. Being in the desert with very little rainfall isn't just a problem for obtaining water, but without the vital resource, crops are hard to grow as well. So how does Dubai plan to overcome the problem? By making their own rain using drones. The weather isn't very kind in Dubai, as the sandstorms can reach a speed of 62 miles per hour. This means tiny grains of sand are whipped against buildings and anyone stuck outside at the speed of a car driving on the highway. Also, since the land the city sits on is not solid rock, the engineers of Dubai have had to come up with some unique solutions to construction problems. In fact, the skyscrapers in the city are held up by more friction than by traditional methods of building into the bedrock. They've even terraformed the region by building a palm tree-shaped island that's covered with luxury homes and resorts. To construct the island, the United Arab Emirates dredged up enough sand from the seafloor to encircle the Earth three times. But regardless of how much terraforming or engineering is done in Dubai, water scarcity is the biggest problem of all. Yet, scientists have found a way to manifest clouds and rain using artificial means. Is this safe? We'll let you be the judge.
A large majority of us depend on having to go to the local supermarket to get food. Is that right or wrong? And most of the food that we go buy, most of it is fake. Or artificially flavored, or artificially made. You got these chicken breasts that look like from my 600-pound life, from a chicken that's probably 2 months old. I'm telling you, their life as you and I know it is going to come to a screeching halt at some point. Because this illusion that they call life, they can't continue to keep it up, because the people are starting to see that something is wrong. Why are we talking about that since the video is about Maui and Hawaii? Because the Maui fires in Hawaii, that's just a wake-up call. That's a wake-up call, a small glimpse of a wake-up call, even as big of a tragedy as it actually is. When you see the videos of people trying to flee the fires, when you see the people trying to escape the fires and jumping up in the ocean, trying to hide in pools, and then their dependence on the government, and all of a sudden, they don't want to use certain types of waters to shut off the fires. And all of a sudden, they don't use sirens either to warn the people. Events like this, it's going to take years upon years for you to find out what really happened in Maui. I don't believe in coincidences in terms of Mountain Dew having a direct energy weapon do Maui Burst drink a few years ago. Just like I don't believe it's coincidences that the Twin Towers were shown in films being blown up before it even happened.
Ready? Play! Yes, play. Get ready.
Must!
Yes, must. Let's read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready.
Kit.
Yes, kit. Get ready.
Steel.
Yes, steel. Get ready.
Plane.
Yes, plane. Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Or to go speak your reader up from a...
As we talk about predictive programming, before I show you a clip of the Twin Towers in the Super Mario movies in the 1990s, way before it even happened, could you do me a favor? If you're enjoying this content, would you be able to press a thumbs up button? This channel is not monetized. There's nothing hidden behind a Patreon or a paywall. This content is made simply for you to be able to get edified every single week. So go ahead and subscribe if you haven't subscribed. We have weekly content and live streams. And press the thumbs up button and share the content. That goes a very, very, very long way. Fallen angels love predictive programming. They love to prep you before things occur. They love messing with humanity. And you can clearly see that with Super Mario Bros. And many other films before the Twin Tower attacks, that there were signs that something was coming.
I don't want to go to New York City.
Why not?
New York is a hellhole.
Oh, I'd love to see New York. We could all go with the bus company's special super sitter fare.
$9? This one's on me.
Great! We're all going to New York.
Those guys will do anything for publicity.
Ready?
Play!
Yes, play. Get ready.
Must!
Yes, must. Let's read these words the fast way without making a mistake. Get ready.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Get ready.
Kit.
Yes, kit. Get ready.
Steel.
Yes, steel. Get ready.
Plane.
Yes, plane. Get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Go to your speaker, read it up.
We live in the current day and age, just as I don't believe in coincidences, that Marvel, DC, Capcom has been preparing people to accept Nephilims and hybrids on this earth. And I don't believe it's coincidences that the government is clearly telling you that they have alien bodies in their possession. And they're openly now accepting the quote-unquote UFO phenomenons because they're preparing you for something, and that something is out of this world. It's from another dimension. Funny how in films like Space Odyssey 2001, when they showed you that, according to them, the evolution of man happened when a monkey had an interaction with an alien species, a big black box, and all of a sudden, that's how they developed us. The programming has been going on for years. Yet people have to wait until the fire is approaching. And by then, folks, it could just be a little bit too late. It's sad to see that Hawaii is in the condition that it is. Such a beautiful island. An island full of so much history that if you actually studied it, you would actually see the travesty that has happened in Hawaii long before these Maori filed. And if you actually studied their history, you can see the history of abuse and history of abuse of their indigenous population and much more that has occurred on those islands. And my heart goes out to them because it's pretty wicked what is happening out there. Whether it's direct energy weapons, which some would say is a conspiracy, but the reality is that direct energy weapons have been used by our government. Direct energy weapons are broadcasted to be used. Direct energy weapons are something that they tell you that they have in their possession. Or whether it be creation simply groaning, and it be simply the fact that Earth is heating up at record levels, and it has nothing to do with global warming or cow farts. It has to do with the fact that biblical judgment is on the way. A moment is coming. You know, Luke 21:25, and there shall be signs in the suns and in the moon, and in the stars, upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity and the sea and waves roaring. Moments are coming to this earth that is going to cause men's heart to fail them for fear. And as I was seeing the people flee the Maui fires, I started thinking of Revelation 18. You see, because rightfully so, they're asking, why didn't their world government leaders warn them and sound the alarm? Why didn't they warn them that fire was coming? Why didn't they warn them that judgment was here? And rightfully so. Yet, my family, let us take this as a learning lesson here, because you have a Heavenly Father that is giving you warning signs after warning signs after warning signs to come out from among her, my people. Revelation 18:4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. Because my brothers, my sisters in the Lord, the stage is being set for a moment that is going to cause many's heart to fear, many to be deceived, many to fall away. Don't fall for it. Babylon is going to fall. Babylon the Great is fallen. It's fallen. It's become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. God is telling you to come out from among her. The people in Hawaii are asking, why weren't they warned? And rightfully so. Well, right now, let's use this as an example and understand that you have a God that is clearly warning you. You turn to many congregation or many Christian channels and what you get is lukewarmness. You have churches that don't believe that God can still deliver, heal, cast out devils and set people free. You have entertainment for the preaching of the gospel in many congregations. And you have a church that wants it, You have false prophets rising left and right, and you have the nations that are saying, and the people that are saying, tell me the false things. Like in the Old Testament, prophesy not unto us right things. They wanted the smooth thing. A day is coming where you will regret wasting time. Today, I want us to pray for the people in Hawaii and all over this world that are going through this stress, that are going through difficulties, that are going through trials in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you and I today, in honor of those who cannot, to not waste another second, to not waste another minute, and in the name of Jesus Christ, for us to do what God called us to do, because time is short. You know, Ephesians 6:12, it tells you we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. It's powers of the air. These are dark spirits, man, and these entities. They have this world deceived. They've made contact. I'm telling you, they've made contact. It's just they've made contact with the Father of all lies. And he has them deceived. And he has many of you deceived. And as this world continues to go the way that they're going, where they're trying to cover up famine with technology, they're trying to cover up pestilences with technology and great advertisement telling you that we need to depopulate the earth. Yeah, that's the problem. We need to modify our DNA. Transhumanism is the way. Yeah, that's the problem. They're going to sell you anything and everything. And most will buy it because they're still asleep in this dystopia. But as that happens, I tell you, my brother, my sister, and the Lord, come out of her, my people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for yet another week that you've allowed us to live on this earth. We repent of wasting time. We ask of you, Heavenly Father, to continue to convict our hearts, to continue to allow us to strive for your holiness. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for convicting our hearts. And if there's someone watching this video today that is going through a moment where it's just too difficult for them and their families, in the name of Jesus Christ, refresh them and remind them that you are still God. The economy may tumble, but you're still God. You're still that same God that fed the birds this morning. You're still that same God. You're still that same God that the waves on the edge of the beach have to stop where you say they have to stop. You're still that same God. You're still the same God that the sun knows when to come up and the moon knows when to leave. You're still that same God. And you're undefeated. And you're the King of Kings. And you're the only way. And your scripture says that you have already overcome and that you have not given us a spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we see the things unfold, Heavenly Father, give us that courage, give us that boldness, and give us that reminder that you've told us the beginning and the end for a purpose, to warn us. And that now it's up to us to simply have that faith and belief in you, because we're going to endure until the end. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God is good. God loves you. God cares for you. He has awesome, awesome things for your life. Don't waste even a second more. Right there where you're at, remember that Jesus loves you. At brotherneptali@gmail.com. If you need anything, please reach out. I'm there for you on our website. Visit us. We have an app as well that is absolutely free on Android and Google. It's called Truth Family App. You can go on there and write me on there and I can respond and see how we can help you. Thank you for taking a few seconds to share this video. If you are kind enough to just take a few seconds, that would go a very, very, very long way. And if you enjoyed it, press the thumbs up. That goes a long way as well. In addition, thank you to anyone who supports this ministry or has even considered supporting this ministry. That goes a very long way. This is a non-monetized channel. We simply try to make videos for Jesus Christ to the best of our ability, and your support goes a long way. May God bless you always. I'm going to leave two videos on the screen. I hope that they bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for passing by. Go ahead and subscribe. We have weekly videos and live streams all the time. God bless.